Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, right now and use promo code DOGS when you check out. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale, plus you'll get 8 free burgers with your order. And again, use that code DOGS when you check out to get $30 off your order. And Danger Coffee. Get 10% off at dangercoffee.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS. 10% off mold-free, toxin-free, delicious coffee.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh all alone with another State of the Browns episode. We are getting close to the end of these positional rankings and discussions about the Browns 2024 roster, the guys that are currently under contract, what the situation looks like at each position for the team as we head into the new year. And today we're talking about the tight ends. It's going to be probably a shorter episode. We got one dude to talk about, and that's pretty much it. On the previous show, I did wide receivers. I did running backs before that. We did offensive line, and before all that was all the defensive positions. So if you have missed all of those or any of those to this point, go check them out. Go back, and everything's still relevant. All the content is still, you know, what's going on currently with the Browns, because free agency is opening soon, but not quite yet. The draft is in April, and this is the state of the Cleveland Browns as it currently stands. So if you're watching on YouTube, you guys know what to do. Tap that like button, subscribe right now, and please turn on your notifications so you don't miss anything new. I mentioned this at the end of last episode, but if you're listening to this on audio, and specifically if you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now, as you're listening, scroll down to the bottom of our podcast main page and leave us a 5-star written review, because those help the show so much. They really do. They help us in the podcast rankings for Apple, get us in front of as many Browns fans as possible. So just leave us a 5-star review and just, I don't know, any sort of comment you want. It doesn't have to be a long paragraph or anything. Just say, great show, funny guys, good looking dudes, you know, lie, just lie. You know, that's what we do. So whatever. We appreciate it. Love how supportive everybody is and helping our show continue to grow. And it's because of you guys. It's because of you guys watching on YouTube, listening on audio, and everything you do, all the engagement interaction with our show is why we're able to grow the way we've grown. It's why I'm able to sit here and do all these different episodes. We're doing, I mean, at some point here, we're going to be doing almost an episode a day, it seems like. Right now, it's 3 to 4 a week. It has grown significantly over the last couple of years, and it's all because of you. Would not be able to do it without you. And now, with all that being said, let's kick things into gear. Let's talk about the tight end position for the Cleveland Browns. And chief number one is the only thing we're really going to dive too heavily into today. David freaking Njoku. 6'4", 246 pounds, 27 years old. He's going to turn 28 here in July over the summer. He was born in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. He is, interesting, one of nine children born to his parents, and his parents immigrated to the United States from Nigeria. In high school, David Njoku actually won the state title for high jump in track and field. And if you're a Browns fan, you probably are not surprised to hear that, because when you watch him hurdling guys and making those high point contested catches, obviously the dude was probably a phenomenal track athlete as well. And just a little side note, I put in my document here for any parents out there who are wondering, you know, what's better for my kid? Is it better to have my kid focus on one sport or to play multiple sports? Well, first of all, leave it up to the kid. That's my opinion. Just if the kid wants to play multiple sports, let him play multiple sports. And if they want to focus on one, that's fine. My personal opinion, encourage multiple sports, because it, you know, as I've gone through just this State of the Browns series, how many different pro football players for the Cleveland Browns have I mentioned who excelled in multiple sports in high school? And I'm not saying that you're wrong if you encourage your kid to just focus on one sport, but there are definitely cross-sport benefits to honing athletic skills and traits necessary for each of those individual sports. Just like for David Njoku, those track and field traits that, you know, he really honed in high school, those have served him so well throughout his football career. And Patrick Mahomes, with his baseball background, you see it in the way he throws the football, the different arm angles and things that he's able to do so naturally. Well, that was all thanks to baseball and things like that. So DeJuan Jones is the last one I'm definitely going to touch on here before I move on. Played basketball in high school and I think college too, and or maybe a little bit. And you see it on the football field. For 6'8", 375 pounds, the dude knows how to move his feet. And that's a skill learned from football, or from basketball, I'm sorry. So just some food for thought. Thought I'd throw that in there. But back to David Njoku. Played college football at Miami. Browns traded back into the first round in 2017 to select David Njoku at number 29 overall. So we all know the story on David Njoku's journey in Cleveland. Up and down career to begin with. He dealt with some bad drops, some injuries. He only played four games in 2019. He only started five games in 2020 when the Browns signed Austin Hooper. Now, the Browns picked up his fifth-year option in 2020, but after they signed Austin Hooper to kind of come in and be that tight end one, David Njoku didn't want to be here, if you recall. He asked to be traded. Then he had some closed-door meetings with the front office, AB, Kevin Stefanski, and the series of events was kind of weird at the time. Like, he came out, he fired his agent, and ended up working things out with the Browns. He ended up on IR for a stretch in that 2020 season, and he actually ended the season with just 19 catches for 213 yards. 2021 came around. The following season, he played in all 16 games, 36 catches for 475 yards. The Browns franchise tagged him after that season in 2022. They saw enough. They saw enough to say, we want to keep you around. We want to pay you. And they offered him a four-year, $57 million extension, and he signed that. 2022 had a high ankle sprain, missed some time, and he still ended that season with 58 catches for 628 yards. So he got paid, and he came out, and he played. And he balled out, even though he did have an injury for a little bit of the season. And then here we go, guys, into 2023, best season yet. Now, in terms of injury, going back through his history as I do these show preps, something seems to happen to David Njoku every year, which sucks. And this year, he burned his face and his arms. Like, I can't remember. It was the day before or 2 days before that first Ravens game in Cleveland. And somehow he still came out and played. And that was early in the season. What was that, week four? So the dude played the rest of the season after suffering this serious burn injury. And I don't know how he did it, but 2023 saw the full-on breakout of the Chief as one of the premier tight ends in the NFL. 123 targets, 81 receptions, 882 yards, 6 touchdowns. All of those, career highs for David Njoku. He did have 2 fumbles. That was also a career high. Kind of a bummer, but 882 yards, 6th most among tight ends in the NFL. 81 receptions, tied for 5th most in the NFL. 6 touchdowns, actually tied for 2nd most in the entire NFL at the tight end position. And here's my favorite stat. We talked about this earlier in the season. This is fun. David Njoku, 608 yards after the catch, number one among all tight ends in the NFL. The next closest was Evan Ingram for the Jaguars at 528 yards. 608 of David Njoku's 882 yards came after the catch. 69%. Nice. And that's just insane. Just insane that almost 70% of his total yardage came after the catch. And we've got more numbers here to talk about with that. His yards after the catch per reception, 7.5. So think about that. Every catch he makes, he's averaging 7.5 yards after the catch, after he makes that catch. Number two overall in the league in that stat. His ADOT, average depth of target, was 4.8 yards. Sixth lowest in the whole league at the end, or the tight end position. So a super low ADOT. He was not getting targeted down the field. Short area targets pretty much exclusively for David Njoku. And then he was man running over all these little itty bitty kids out there. This is just a truly unique stat for David Njoku to have a near bottom of the league average depth of target and still be sixth overall in yards. League leading yards after catches because he never gets stopped where he catches the ball. I said it all season long, watching the games that, you know, we would do our reaction shows and things like that. David Njoku never gets tackled right where he makes the catch. He always gets at least a yard. He's at least a yak guy, because he never falls backward. He never lets his defender take him straight down. He's always going ahead for at least 1 yard. And you see this on average, 7.5 yards after every catch on average. That's insane. He had a 45.5% contested catch rate. He caught 10 of 22 contested catch balls. That was about middle of the pack for tight ends. On the bad side of things, he did lead all tight ends with 7 drops on the season. Now, here's the, I guess, saving grace of that 7 drop stat. 5 of those drops were during the back-to-back stretch of Baltimore in Baltimore and Pittsburgh at home. So he had a 2-game stretch where drops were killing him. And we remember that. We talked about that with Deshaun Watson. Everyone said, oh, he had such a terrible first half in that Ravens game. David Njoku dropped 3 passes in that first half. I mean, these kinds of things happen. That's why I look at adjusted completion percent for quarterbacks rather than just completion, because you got to factor in drops and throwaways and spike balls and things like that. So David Njoku, tough on the drops there, but at least they were all concentrated pretty much in 1-2-game stretch of the season. Other than that, he did take care of the drops issue this season, which was good to see. 612 total snaps, 211 he ran out of the slot, 337 he ran in line, and 60 were out wide. This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, the 50% off site wide sale is still happening over at omahasteaks.com/dogs. Head over there today. Make sure you take advantage of this 50% off sale on everything on their website. Plus, go to that URL /dogs and you'll get 8 free steak burgers with your order. And then if you use promo code dogs when you check out, you get $30 off your order. This is a deal you cannot beat, especially with the price of meat and all food and just everything right now is sky high. It's just stupid. But this kind of sale, now this meat is the best stuff you guys can get. I'm telling you right now, I've been talking about it for years. The steaks are my absolute favorite. I love them. The burgers, the jumbo franks, brats, the chicken, the pork, all the seafood. They've got the ready-to-eat meals, desserts. They even have wine and things like that. Just go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, check out everything they have to offer, and make sure that you use promo code dogs when you check out. Get $30 off your order, plus get 8 free burgers. omahasteaks.com/dogs. Minimum order may apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Verse zone coverage. We talked about this with the wide receivers. NFL defenses, modern day NFL, they are running zone coverage 70% of the time. So versus zone, David Njoku had 81 targets, caught 47 of those 81 targets for 606 yards, fourth most in the NFL against zone coverage. He had a 438 yards after catch, number one in the league against zone coverage. So when David Njoku was getting the ball thrown to him 4 yards down the field in zone coverage, he was just taken off with it. Then he was hurdling guys, stiff-arming guys, shoving people out of the way. Just a freaking beast. I cannot say enough good things about what David Njoku did this year. Again, against zone coverage, A-dot, 4.6 yards, super low yards after catch per reception. Once again, 7.7 against zone, number one in the league in that stat as well. And then against man coverage, 19 targets, 15 catches. That was eighth most in the NFL. 163 yards, tied for eighth. Same story, 123 of his 163 yards were yak yards, a dot of just 3.2 against man coverage. Like, this dude was barely beyond the line of scrimmage when he was getting thrown the ball, and then he would just do monster things after it. So conceptually speaking, scheme-wise for the offense, 20 of David Njoku's targets were screen passes. That was the second most screen pass targets in the NFL among tight ends. He turned those 20 targets into 16 receptions, so he caught 16 of 20 for 132 total yards, most in the NFL. You think about that right there, a screen pass. It's set up to hopefully fool the defense, get them to overrun you a little bit, and then you just do a little dump off, set up some blocking, get some yardage. But it doesn't always work out that way. Screen passes are kind of a risk-reward type situation where you might get stuffed right there, maybe at or behind the line of scrimmage. You might pick up a few yards. You might break one. But it's worth the reward if you want to take that risk. David Njoku caught 16 of those passes and turned into 132 total yards. That's insane. He was a huge reason, okay, why this number right here, this stat, that screen passes the yardage total. This is why when the Browns' run game started failing over the second half of the season, it did not totally derail the entire offense. And I know Joe Flacco came in at one point, salvaged the rest of the season. He really did. But you know, I don't think Joe Flacco has that success without David Njoku. And this screen game became the method by which the Browns were essentially running through the air. Okay. If you remember, this whole run through the air concept, this idea really became a huge deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Big Ben's final season in 2020. Their offensive line was terrible. It sucked. Their running backs were averaging like 3 yards a carry, maybe less. I don't remember, but it was bad. They were just running over and over screen passes, short passes, and it was like running through the air. And that's really what the Browns had to switch to this season. If you missed my running back episode, please go back and watch it. I've got a lot of good information in there about Jerome Ford specifically and why he was so inefficient and the numbers that really tell the true story about Jerome Ford. It'll help you understand. And I talk about the Browns run scheme and why he's just not fit for it. And that's really why the run game bottomed out over the second half of the season. And Njoku, talking about the run game, he's a key to the run game. It's his run blocking. He is, over the years, he has just dedicated himself to becoming an elite run blocker. And the dude has just, He has embraced Cleveland. He has embraced his role, what the team has asked him to do. And he has turned himself into a total package at the tight end position. So very excited for David Njoku moving forward. Contract speaking 2024, he's just a $9.5 million cap hit with a $19 million dead cap. So if you're on Twitter, it's Twitter. It's pretty much nonstop negativity. But there's been a lot of posts, and I've actually seen some written articles and stuff about David Njoku possibly being a cut or a trade candidate. I don't understand why with the $19 million dead cap, he's only a $9.5 million hit. I mean, they could trade him. I go to OTC, check these things out. They could trade him after June 1st and free up $5 million, but essentially they'd be eating $4 million to save $5 million on the guy who's currently their number two, clearly their number two option in the offense, and probably most likely still will be the number two option unless they go out and make a big splash for wide receiver. Why would the Browns ever get rid of this guy? That's not happening. So if you've heard any of that, just disregard it. Not going to happen. David Njoku is locked in as the top, or as one of the top options in the Cleveland Browns offense for 2024. And I can't freaking wait to watch the Chief continue to dominate and hopefully get his first 1,000-yard receiving season of his career. Last tight end, the only other tight end to talk about under contract for the Cleveland Browns, Jordan Akins. 6'4", 245 pounds, essentially the same size as David Njoku. He's 31 years old. He's going to turn 32 in April. He was born in Locust Grove, Georgia. Here's an interesting tidbit I did find about Jordan Akins. He chose University of Central Florida, UCF, instead of going to LSU. He had offers from LSU in Georgia. Chose UCF. And he actually got drafted by the Texas Rangers in the third round of the 2010 MLB draft. Jordan Akins went, he played baseball in the minor leagues for a few seasons, and then his career really wasn't panning out in baseball. So he came back to UCF, back to the football program in 2014, ended up being a third round pick, number 98 overall in the 2018 draft by the Houston Texans. And the dude had some nice years in Houston with Deshaun. If you watched any of my shows last year, when we signed Jordan Akins, I was excited about pairing him back with Deshaun Watson as the tight end two alongside David Njoku. I thought it could be a very underrated signing, bringing Jordan Akins onto the team, and that didn't exactly pan out. But he did have over 400 yards in his second and his third seasons in the NFL, and those were with Deshaun. So we had history there to be excited about. It didn't really come to fruition this year, but only getting five games out of Deshaun will do that to you as well. So that sucks. He signed a two-year, $5.2 million deal with the Browns in 2023. He did play in all 17 games, just 23 targets, 15 catches for 132 yards, no touchdowns. 132 yards, that was the lowest of his entire career. He played on more than 20 snaps in a game just twice. 231 total snaps on the season, 118 lined up in a passing situation, and he was used as a blocker in the run game on 106 of those snaps. He's a $2.3 million cap hit with just $315,000 in dead cap money, so the Browns could essentially cut him, save $2 million in cap space, and at 32 years old, coming off minimal usage, worst season of his career, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Browns part ways with Jordan Akins and try to rebuild that tight end grouping through the draft, other free agent options. I just do not think Jordan Akins, I don't think he fits the bill. We'll see. Maybe he ends up sticking around. Maybe he ends up playing out his contract here, but I currently have my doubts. And then the other guy we'll talk about, Harrison Bryant, is a free agent this year. He just finished out his rookie contract with the Browns, 6'5", 230 pounds. 25 years old. He's going to turn 26 in April. He grew up in Gray, Georgia, played offensive tackle actually in high school before moving to tight end, went to college at Florida Atlantic. And this is why, again, this is another player we were excited that the Browns were able to get. He was the first player in history from a Group of Five conference to win the John Mackey Award. The John Mackey Award is the best tight end in the nation. Harrison Bryant won that his senior year. He had 65 receptions, 1,004 yards, and 7 touchdowns in that senior season. The dude was a beast in college, and we were just hoping that we would see that translate at some point in the NFL, and unfortunately, we just have not. The Browns took him number 115 overall in the fourth round in 2020. He caught two touchdown passes against the Bengals his rookie season in 2020. First rookie tight end for the Browns to have a multi-touchdown game since Harry Holt in 1983. I thought that was an interesting fact about Harrison Bryant. Trying to find some positivity where I can, because the rest of this is not going to be too pretty. He's played pretty much every game, if you want to take that away. He's been available. He's played in pretty much every game. He's been here for four seasons. Receiving yardage has been the same pretty much every year until now. He was 238 his rookie year, 233, 239. And in 2023, dropped all the way down to just 81 yards on 13 receptions for the entire season. So just 20 total targets. All these numbers, like I said, lowest of his entire career, except he did have three touchdowns. That was the same. He's had three touchdowns every year of his career, except last season in 22, we only had one. That's it, guys. Not much else to write home about with Harrison Bryant. He's a guy that I thought, man, he had a lot of upside. He had a lot of hope and potential. It looks like he's going to be a JAG in the NFL, just a guy, if you don't know what JAG stands for, just a guy. I never really saw any development from him. Maybe he'll go somewhere and put up a decent season, but it's unfortunate. I still wish all the best to Harrison Bryant, whether, you know, the Browns want to try to bring him back on a cheap one-year deal, or if they just decide to completely move on, and it's kind of the same thing with Jordan Akins. Let's just rebuild this thing behind Njoku and see what happens. So we'll see how the Browns want to address the tight end position this offseason, but at least up front at the number one spot, it is no question, no doubt whatsoever. David Njoku is the Browns' top tight end, a top option, top weapon in this offense, and a top weapon in the NFL, really, as far as tight ends go, because what David Njoku did over the entire season, but really it was that second half of the season where he just broke out, and it, you know, a lot of people out there saying, oh, well, he did it with Joe Flacco. He couldn't do it with Deshaun Watson. We have got to remember the run game was still functioning and still producing when Deshaun Watson was playing quarterback as the season went on. Obviously, Deshaun got hurt. He was out. Our offensive tackles all got hurt. They were all on IR. Our running backs started to get banged up. Jerome Ford pretty much sucked anyway. Go back and watch the running back episode. You'll see why I say that with his inefficiency. But we had to quit running the ball. So who are you going to throw the ball to? We just went through wide receivers on the last episode. Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore. That was it. As far as wide receivers go, you had to throw the ball to somebody, and it turned into a ton of targets for David Njoku running through the air with this low A dot, you know, three to four yards down the field, past the line of scrimmage. That was it. And still getting 7.5 yards after the catch. Pretty excited for David Njoku. Hopefully we start seeing more downfield targets for David Njoku. I want to see him running down the seams a little more, working that middle of the field. I want that A dot to increase, because if you can get David Njoku a pass at 8 yards on average, 9 yards on average, or even 10, and then you tack on 7.5 yards after the catch, you're talking about massive plays and humongous yardage totals for David Njoku in 2024, because, you know, if he's catching the ball at 3 yards and then he's getting 7.5, great, that's a first down on average when you're throwing him the ball. But if you can get him at 10 yards and then he's getting 7.5, that's almost 20 yards right there, 15 to 20 yards a catch. He becomes a much more dangerous weapon than he already is. So that's my takeaway for the tight end position. Kind of a slim pickings, and the Browns have got some addressing to do in this situation. So the only other guy on my notes to talk about, Zaire Mitchell-Payton. Oddly enough, he's also from Florida Atlantic, just like Harrison Bryant. He was a UDFA in 2022, and it looks like currently he is under contract with the Browns for about $800K. He's on a futures reserve deal, so I don't know if he's sticking around or, you know, whatever, if he'll be a camp guy, preseason guy, whatever. The Browns need to address the tight end position and the wide receivers, and I expect them to do so heavily as soon as free agency opens up here and we start maybe looking at some trades and then start talking about some draft prospects. So stick with us. We've got a ton of episodes coming out. We're going to be diving into draft prospects, not just at wide receiver, tight end, running back, offensive line are the key things on offense, but we've got to talk about defensive line as well, and we need linebackers, and you can bet your bottom dollar Andrew Berry's taking a cornerback at some point in this draft, and there's a good chance that cornerback's going to be at least serviceable, if not downright great, because they just tend to hit on these cornerbacks. So a lot of exciting stuff for the Browns this offseason. If you guys enjoy the show, If you enjoy the content and you want a little bit more, we do recommend you head to jointhedogs.com. Consider becoming an official Dog Pack member. Join our Patreon. Even if you're not interested, we have a second podcast we do over there. It's called The Dogs After Hours. We have a private Discord channel for all of our community members to jump in. They're having conversations about the Browns and life and just anything and everything all day long, 24/7. There's conversations going on there. It's really cool. But really, if you just want to help us grow and help support the show, it's $5 a month. I mean, just subtract one cup of coffee that you get a month, donate it to us, and continue to help us grow. So we'd really appreciate you joining over there. That helps out the show a ton. I appreciate everybody. You guys are the best audience in the whole damn land. And speaking of the land, 2024 is going to be awesome for Cleveland. See you later, naysayers. I am sick and tired of the Cleveland is Cleveland bullshit, because Cleveland is freaking Cleveland, and we are going to be very good once again in 2024. It's an exciting time to be a Browns fan. Get on board if you're not on board, guys, because it's about to be a ton of fun. You don't want to miss anything. We've been waiting a long, long time for a moment like this in Browns history over the last three decades, and we are in that moment. So let's enjoy it. Let's have a lot of fun, and let's do it together. I will talk to you guys on the next episode. The last position I have left to break down, and that will be quarterbacks, coming up next. So until I see you guys again, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.